don't know who to blame, but I got to be honest. I'm a little upset. I'm a little embarrassed with what the most popular Halloween candy is for our cities. And by cities, I mean Indianapolis, Indiana, if you're listening on Radio Now 100.9. And I mean Houston, Texas, so that's Radio Now 92.1.
One of these in particular, blowing my mind. My reaction was the mind-blown emoji when I put my eyes on this.
Now, you can call in, because maybe you can right the wrong. 833-563-2539. We got producer Porkchop standing by on the phones. The most popular Halloween candy in every state, here's how it breaks down. For the state of Indiana, the entire state of Indiana, it's M&M's. Okay, I can handle that for the most popular Halloween candy. It's not the best, but it's not the worst thing ever.
It's classic.
And the same thing for the entire state of Texas is also M&M's, Mackenzie.
Interesting.
Now, here's where my butt gets burned, and I'm not too happy, and I want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. For the city of Indianapolis, Indiana, Lifesavers was the number one Halloween candy. Lifesavers?
That is garbage.
Okay,
of
no.
Of all the options, Lifesavers?
Let me tell you, though, if you are listening in Houston, Texas, you should be really upset.
Because, really upset.
Because the number one Halloween candy, and this is according to like searches for people in that area, Milk Duds. Who in their right mind would want to ever, unless they're being tortured, eat a Milk Dud?
Milk Duds are amongst the lamest of all candies, terrible for your teeth. Who likes milk? Like, whose go-to would be Milk Duds? We want to hear from you if that's you.
Yeah, I don't get it. Now, so I'm looking at the entire map here, the U.S., and some of the southern states, and it looks like North and South Carolina, the entire state went with Milk Duds, but it's like, what is wrong with you?
Like, where I met producer Porkchop out in Portland, Oregon, knows what's up. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, I get behind that 100%. I also see Kit Kats, other awesome things on the board, but Milk Duds? Really?
North Dakota, listen to this. This is how bad I feel for them. They went with hot tamales.
Oh, I like that over Milk Duds.
Wait a minute. Really? Hot tamales are disgusting.
Over Milk Duds, yes.
They're both terrible, Mackenzie. I like California on this one. They're not too crazy. They went with Kit Kats and Alaska. Apparently not much going on over there. They grabbed themselves a Snickers.
Okay.
But interesting. Ohio went with a Mars bar. But I think a majority of the country actually went with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes, which, as they should.
In my opinion, that is hands down the number one candy. When you want something for Halloween, you want to get a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And there's nothing else.
King size.
Pork Chop, you being from New Jersey, what do you want? Like, what's your Halloween candy?
Well, you threw out the Jersey card, so I'm going to have to pick what anyone in New Jersey would say, and that's saltwater taffy.
Oh, but, I mean, also terrible for your teeth, but delicious.
But I probably have to go with Kit Kats.
Yes, okay. Kit Kats are so
good. That's respectable. Emily, hey, where are you calling us from today?
Hey, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, so first of all, how are you reacting to this terrible news that Lifesavers are your candy?
Okay, so I'm a little disappointed in you, Joe, because I really feel like you're sleeping on gummy Lifesavers.
Yes,
like,
I was going to say.
Not regular Lifesavers, but like gummy Lifesavers are fire.
I'm with you, girl. Like, if it was gummy Lifesavers, that's a whole different ballgame.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm allergic to peanut butter anyway, so Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are not my thing.
Okay, they're all.
My favorite Halloween candy is definitely candy corn. I love candy corn.
Oh, Emily.
Oh, candy corn. You either love it or you hate it.
Oh, God, it's disgusting.
Seriously, the pumpkins are my favorite.
The pumpkins?
It's like eating a crayon. Why would you ever do that?
No.
Oh, Emily, I really want to connect with you, but I feel like it's impossible. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
I mean, we'll agree to disagree.
I could try the gummy Lifesavers.
Do you know that candy pumpkins were produced in the mid-20th century so they basically have it's
what,
just
during
like
the
corn
Great Depression?
Syrup. Yeah, corn syrup, food coloring, honey, and sugar.
All right, well, the economy is a little bit better. Can we get out of the Great Depression mindset?
I think they're really cutesy and fun, though, look at. Very
is my grandma going to call in like, Joey, I'd like to throw into the ring Werther's Originals?
If you had to have candy corn or Milk Duds, and you had to eat like 5 pounds, which would you pick?
Oh, my gosh.
Pick! Would you rather?
Candy
corn or Milk Duds?
Milk Duds?
Really?
Yes, I hate candy corn that much, and I've had people say, like, no, Joe, you just have to have it with some peanuts. If you have to add something to something else for it to taste better, that means it doesn't taste good, guys. You know what I mean?
True.
Like it just, it doesn't work. It's not going to be there. 833-563-2539. Pork Chop's getting a few more people on, and I want to talk to them because I just...
That is so interesting.
I don't get it.
They came from out of Philadelphia. The candy corn originated out of Philly.
And there's people that swear by it, and some people that like it warmed up a little bit, like in the microwave.
Yeah, I realize people are allergic to peanut butter. I get it, but I think there's nothing better than, you're right, like seasonable, like the season Reese's peanut butter trees.
Well,
they put more
peanut butter in it.
They're so delicious. What about Peeps?
Oh, God, no. That's not... Thank God that's not on there.
I hate Peeps, too.
And I love sugar, but Peeps, hail to the no. You can let us know. Send us a tweet. Radio Now AM Show.